Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently,
"You should
rock the boat."
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and you sick-minded individuals out there, as well as all of you good guys and girls out there. We welcome you to the Sons of Liberty, and we appreciate your listenership, folks. If you'd like to check us out online, you can do that, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Sonsoflibertyradio.com can also jump over to Facebook, which is Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Media on Facebook, and or you can check out Bradley Dean double E, on Facebook as well, friends. You can also go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. I know I'm throwing a lot on you, but folks, if you want to know who we are and what it is that we do, go ahead and check out those websites. Also, check us out on Twitter, which is Bradley Dean 1 on our Twitter accounts. And folks, I wanted to let you know that the phone lines will be accessible over the next hour. That number is 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Speaking of which, now, the reason I introduced the show as welcome, you know, hello friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, and assorted bad guys, and you sick-minded people. I had to throw that in there for the very purpose that, folks, we have one particular organization. They're a communist organization. And interestingly enough, they just came after me online again, and I thought it was just so cute. I mean, it was so cute that they would take the time and say, Bradley Dean suggests gay marriage will lead to another Holocaust. Now, I got a question for you.
Seriously.
Outside of the fact that WND will oftentimes take my articles and rename them,
mm-hmm.
where would they come up with something like that?
Because they're sick-minded individuals.
No, they're sick-minded yeah. individuals, and they want people to believe them. They want them to believe the headlines without actually pulling the curtain back and actually reading and hearing with your ears actually what Bradley Dean did say and write. They don't want you to go that far. They just want you to believe their headlines. I want you to know, friends, that this organization is a communist organization, and they've been attacking me for years now, and I appreciate it because without these guys, I wouldn't have a national platform. So we do want to tell you thank you first and foremost. And, folks, I do encourage you to go online and do Bradley Dean. Do a Google search. Bradley Dean. It will pull up. I want you to read what they wrote just to show you how sick in the mind and how anti-American. Folks, we're dealing with reprobates. They have no sense of right and wrong whatsoever, and they're undoing themselves at every turn, and they mean to do just that. They don't realize that they're playing with fire. That is until they get burned. And sure enough, sooner or later, they're going to get burned. But go to Bradley Dean, Google my name, go to the article where it says Bradley Dean suggests gay marriage will lead to another Holocaust, and then listen to the radio show today, okay? Just to counter and lay this as to what we're going to talk about on the radio show today up next to their article, okay? And then you're going to ask yourself, how did they possibly come up with something like that? Again, they don't want you to actually know what I said. They want you to believe what their headlines go or what they say. So what you need to do is you need to do your due diligence in every given scenario, friends. But I do want to say this, due to the fact that they had brought that up, I thought it would be interesting to note that John Adams, the second president of the United States, said, "We have no government armed with power, capable of contending with human passions, unbridled by morality and religion. Avarice, ambition, revenge, or gallantry would break the strongest cords of our Constitution as a whale through a net." Then he said, right after that, line upon line, precept upon precept, because most of us have heard this. "Our Constitution is designed only for a moral and a religious people, a Christian people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other."
Absolutely true.
Has anybody ever taken the time to understand why John Adams would say that? And has anybody taken the time to actually pull the curtain back on the homosexual agenda to understand that they are being used as a political battering ram to upend your Constitution to give way to something called Sharia law? Friends, don't doubt me. Do your homework. Open your eyes as to what's going on in this country. The homosexual radicals are simply being used as a political battering ram to upend your Constitution. That's it. Nothing more, nothing less. And that's exactly where we're at today in America. Friends, I do want to take you over to sonsoflibertymedia.com really quick because I want to show you some of the things that are taking place. Texas to pass bill to protect clergy who refuse to marry men and marry women. Congressman, latest USA Freedom Act will end freedom in America. Notice how they want to conglomerate or they want to consolidate and ally themselves into one centralized power. And isn't it interesting, friends, since September 11th, it's been the American people that have been under attack. It's been the American people that have been under attack. Well, this president and this criminal in the White House has allied himself with our enemies and our sworn enemies, not only worldwide, but also within, as we see him entertain America's sworn enemies within and without. And don't think for one moment, friends, that they're not allied in their purposes. These little charades that you see with China and Russia in America, it's nothing more than WWF at its very worst, because they're all calling for a new world order. It's not a theory any longer, friends. Just wanted to let you know. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com. South Carolina Democrats oppose legislation that would ban Islamic Sharia from state courts. You have some representatives there selling out to your enemies, friends, is what you have. Rest assured, friends, I know what I'm talking about, but when you do your due diligence and pull the curtain back, you're going to find out exactly at the end of all of the little charades that they play, you're going to find out someone selling their soul to the devil, namely to Sharia in America, namely in South Carolina right now. Catholic University investigated for having too many crosses because it's offensive to Muslims. We're not asking for permission, friends, to obey God or our laws of our Constitutional Republic, Article 4, Section 4. Obama demonstrates his ignorance of military history and chemical weapons. Friends, do keep in mind he is appointed to tear down the Constitution and to fundamentally transform America, he said on the eve of the presidential inauguration in 2008. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. It's time to get the out of the football stadium and into the fight. Absolutely. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com on marriage. It's time for the master to tell the servant what to do. Of course, friends, you are the law, and forget not that those that represent you, read the Declaration of Independence, they derive their just powers from the consent of we the people, not they the government. Government is an extension of who we are and what we allow them to be. Also on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, home of the brave and the cowardly. Wow. Well, I do know one thing is for sure, that this constitutional republic was not established by cowards, and we all know, America, that cowards will not preserve it. We're going to come right back, and we're going to hit the topic, friends. Just sing a little bit louder. Bradley, what's that about? Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, you have with yours truly today Mr. Bradley Dean and Stephanie Joy. Would you like to say hello, Steph?
Hello, everyone. Happy Saturday afternoon to all of you. I know that it's been a very busy week over here. I'm sure everyone's happy to be looking forward to a restful Sunday tomorrow. But there's lots to cover, lots to go over. As Bradley said, we welcome all of you good guys, all of you bad guys. But you know what? We're just thankful that you're listening, because whether you're good or bad, you need to hear the truth.
Absolutely, and we do appreciate it. Friends, we were just talking about what was going on the Sons of Liberty, and I want to validate each point that I'm making here. Recently, we had Rep. Justin Amash, a representative out of Michigan, congressman, he said, latest USA Freedom Act will end freedom. Isn't it interesting? And I shared with you yesterday on the radio program here that the Patriot Act was passed at 3:30 in the morning without one, friends, without one of your representatives actually reading it before they signed it. Not one of them read it. At 3:30 in the morning. Why? The Patriot Act, folks, is unconstitutional. It's unconstitutional. Therefore, it's null and void. That's why states all across the United States of America have banned it immediately. Null and void in our state. Null and void in our state. This is unconstitutional. It gives unprecedented powers to federal bureaucracies to be more intrusive, namely the NSA, the FBI, the ATF, so on and so forth. They don't want to be called into question, friends. And the question that you need to ask yourself is, first and foremost, why are you the ones that have been under attack since September 11th? And now all of a sudden you have a criminal administration giving way to your enemies at every single turn. And literally, I mean what I just said. This is what Rep. Justin Amash said. He said, you will read all sorts of stories and headlines about how the latest, listen to the name, USA Freedom Act. Remember what I'm telling you, friends. When they say left, look to the right. When you look to the right and they're pointing the finger to the right, look to the left, because they're doing the exact opposite as to what they define or mean or intend to do. Okay? And you're going to know, you're going to understand exactly what I'm saying here in just a moment here. Again, he said, you will read all sorts of stories and headlines about how the latest USA Freedom Act ends. Bulk collection, It doesn't, in fact, said Mr. Amash. The bill expressly authorizes for the first time ever in the history of America, the NSA, the FBI. By the way, the NSA was just found to be unconstitutional. They're intrusive violations, friends, concerning invading into the privacies of the American people. Then he said the FBI, and other government agencies to unconstitutionally collect data in bulk on potential millions of law-abiding Americans. Law-abiding. Now, just to prove my point, what I want to do is I want to show you, this is a fact, 72 types of Americans that are considered potential terrorists in official government documents. Now, keep in mind, friends, we've been told and we've been inundated by the state-controlled media about terrorists, these Muslim jihadists, these extremists, right? Now we're slowly seeing, slowly but surely, the DHS recently just came out and said that they are here to give voice to the plight of the Muslims. Did you hear what I said? And they're going to take the word extremist and they're going to throw it on those that disagree with their dangerous ideologies. And they're already doing that. Here's my point. This is the list of 72 types of Americans that the DHS has considered to be extremist or potential terrorist. Listen carefully. Those that talk about individual liberties. Wait a second. Aren't those that represent we the people, aren't they there to magnify the law so we remain a free people to uphold the Constitution? But now we're hearing from a bureaucracy, an illegal, by the way, it's a pretended authority. It doesn't exist constitutionally, and if the American people knew the difference, they wouldn't tolerate them in any sense of the word. Those that talk about individual liberties, well, what makes America different than the rest of the world? We're a free people.
We're founded upon our liberties and our freedoms. I mean, of course we should be talking about individual liberties.
God has shed his grace upon us, America. And who makes men free? The Son maketh men free. Free from sin. Right? The violation of God's moral law. 1 John 3:4. Number two. These are potential terrorists labeled by the DHS, by this government, friends. Those that advocate for state rights.
Wow.
Hey, folks. The federal government didn't create the states. The states created the federal government. Now they're trying to centralize power to a federal government to take authority over the states that created them in the first place. Those that advocate for states' rights, they're considered extremists and potential terrorists, America. Number three, those that want to make the world a better place.
Wow.
Yes. Number four, the colonists who sought to free themselves from British rule. In other words, they're enemies to your founding documents, friends. And this is exactly, by the way, what they're teaching your kids in public schools. And this is why they're and how they're dividing the American people, because the federal government, through the article violation of Article 10 of the Bill of Rights, is illegally usurping the rights of the states. Someone apparently in their own minds, in their deluded minds, believe that the people delegated authority for them to go ahead and teach their kids, which they did not. The federal government is usurping the rights of the state. Read Article 10. When you read the Declaration of Independence, friends, 75% to 85% of that documentation is our forefathers throwing off a tyrant that would not be ruled by God. Let me remind you, that's why our forefathers told us either you're going to be ruled by God or you're going to be ruled by tyrants. So, in other words, if you want to be ruled by God, then guess what? You're going to be considered an extremist and a potential terrorist. You know what? Bring it on. Bring it on. Some of these folks might want to take the time and read what the Word of God says. Touch not mine anointed. Do my prophets no harm. The kings, they gather themselves against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us cut their bands asunder. But what was the reply from heaven, friends? The Lord shall have them in great derision. The Lord shall laugh upon them. He shall break them as a potter's vessel. And then what does he say to the judges of the earth? He said, kiss the Son, agree to what my word says and what my Son says, because if you don't, you're going to wish you hadn't. And apparently these people that are writing out these documentations, they haven't taken the time to study a little history to understand that they're undoing themselves. But that's fine. And do keep in mind that these people could be transported to the sun and they wouldn't see it. And I want to tell you why they wouldn't see it. Because they don't want to see it. And by the way, friends, I'm not here waiting for them to see it. I'm turning the lights on 6 days a week across the country for the very purpose that the American people need to understand that you have to deal with the issues. I remember when I was a little kid, and I was about 16 years old, and there was this movie. I used to was really into Bruce Lee a lot, and Jeet Kune Do, Taekwondo, Kung Fu, so on and so forth, nunchucks, collie sticks, you name it, I was a part of it. And I remember this movie was called Kill or Be Killed. Hey, folks, either you magnify your laws against crime, or you can rest assured they will use the law against the law at length to take you out. You better mark my words on that. And by the way, again, friends, study your history. You'll know exactly what I'm telling you. Potential terrorists considered extremists by the DHS, friends, those that are interested in defeating the communists.
Wow.
Okay, so hello, that's pretty telling. Then it must be the communists that are the ones that are writing these things out. Of course it is.
And people can't say, oh, you're just so far out. This is actual government official documentation. This is not us.
It's so here.
Out there that you would think, oh, this is just not going to be real.
No, because
real.
The conservatives aren't talking about it. They're still taking polls on what people do. People approve of this criminal administration. And, of course, they're not using the word criminal. They're just, and they're still talking about Benghazi. And they're still talking about Fast and Furious. And they're talking about all the crimes of this administration. And this administration actually funding and actually empowering and weaponizing ISIS. But nobody wants to talk about that, because once they hear those things, then they're going to have to respond. Those that believe the interest of one's own nation from the interest of other nations or the common interest of all nations.
Oh, one world order, new world government.
Of course. Mm-hmm. Of course. And by the way, they're teaching this in public schools. It's called International Baccalaureate. It's unconstitutional. It's a global initiative scheme. This is just started, friends, so I want you to understand this is just started. And the information that I'm giving you right now is out there, but nobody's talking about it. And you need to talk about it. Because you see, the charades, the state-controlled media are continuously playing with you, friends. Talking about the enemy and the enemy and the enemy and the enemy. And we see the administration aiding and abetting the enemy at every turn in this country. And folks, she's been appointed to keep us safe. Really? Really? I'm not trusting in the arm of the flesh. My trust is in the Lord. Amen? If I was in a black church right now, they'd all be shouting me down.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com. We are the premier independent talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
They are sick people.
Folks, if you'd like to call in at any time, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Folks, we're talking about Obama's government list, where it lists 72 types of Americans it considers extremists or potential terrorists. Obama, whatever you say, Obama, the devil incarnate, Obama, whatever you say, we will do at your whim, at your call, Obama. You have got to be out of your mind. You have got to be out of this man has never even ran a candy store, yet the American people stand down and allow him to destroy their country. On off and on the backs of hundreds of thousands of men and women that fought, bled, and died ratifying the Constitution that they're letting this criminal and his administration desecrate day by day. And let me just throw this in for the new listener. I didn't know government's purpose was to break the law or to create crime. No, but what they're doing is they're demonizing law abiders in this country. Again, we're talking about 72 types of Americans that are considered potential terrorists. You better not, friends, listen carefully. You better not be interested in defeating communism, because Obama's government will not tolerate it. That's not a government. Folks, the institution of government is God ordained. It's an awesome institution. It's good because God ordained it. Exodus 18:21. This is anti-Christ. This is anti-American in every sense of the word, spiritual and natural. I could have said it the other way around. Let's go to the next one. Number 7, anyone that holds a political ideology that considers the state to be unnecessary, harmful, or undesirable. No. The government is good when it does its job and it acts out its purpose, not when it counters its purpose. And that's what we're seeing today. Folks, on the radio program here, we're calling for justice upon the heads of criminals that serve we the people. Because we know that justice is the guardian of liberty. You can see that inscripted under Moses holding the two tablets of God's moral law, Exodus 20, above the Supreme Court building, where it says, again, under Moses with the Ten Commandments, justice, the guardian of liberty. Justice, not injustice. Because we know an injustice done anywhere is an injustice done where? Everywhere. Going on to the next one. What? This is incredible. This is appalling. Number 6, those that believe that the interest of one's own nation. Okay, we already got to that one. Let's go to number 8. Anyone that possesses an intolerance towards other religions. Hey folks, other religions are afforded asylum in America, but we still are a Christian nation and we are ruled by common law. And common law is based off of the Mosaic Institution. That's why you see Moses everywhere on Capitol buildings. Christian crosses above the head of our fallen. Right? His name's on our money. That's why we say God and the Pledge of Allegiance. That's another show. We talk about that quite a bit here. But intolerance towards other religions, you mean like intolerance towards other religions trying to come here and implement Sharia law?
Yeah.
Is that what you're talking about? You know what? Because I am intolerant towards that. I'm totally intolerant towards that. If their God was God, then why did they have to come to America? Number one. And if you go to their countries, you'll understand exactly why they left their country to come to America.
And would they be tolerant of Christianity in their country?
And I'm not, I don't care about that. I'm not going
absolutely
down that road.
Not.
But we all have seen the little stickers coexist.
Yeah, it's
are
so
you
ridiculous.
Kidding me? When you go to the book of Judges, chapter 5, verse 8, the Lord said, when there's other gods within the gates, there's going to be war. And by the way, that's exactly what this administration means to do. Matter of fact, John Vogt, the actor, I think he just woke up yesterday. He said, I believe that Barack Hussein Obama, we need to be asking ourselves the question, he said, that Barack Hussein Obama, is he creating civil war? Of course he is. Of course they are. That's what communists do. Staying to the topic here. 72 types of Americans that are considered potential terrorists and official government concerning Barack Hussein Obama. By the way, did you know that Barack Hussein Obama's got like 40 different social security numbers? He changed his name from Barry Satoru, we're told, to Barack Obama, Hussein Obama.
Yep.
Right. And isn't it interesting that, I mean, even his birth certificate, anybody calls that out? For some reason, they're found floating in the water outside of Hawaii. I mean, it's just absolutely incredible the stuff that we're seeing around this guy. We don't know what to call him because we don't know who he is or where he came from. And mysteriously, after 142 days in Senate in Chicago, he becomes the president of the United States of America after his 57-state tour. Now, for those that didn't catch that, there's 50 states in our union, friends. Why did he say 57 states? Well, because if you didn't know, and I'm talking to the new listener here, he was over in Europe before he was the president of the United States calling for a new world order, threatening the people in Europe saying that there is no other way. And then when he gets back over to America, he's talking about his 57-state tour. Folks, there's 57 states in the Muslim nation. And also keep in mind that when they're honoring veterans, this is the guy that doesn't put his hand on his heart and show respect for our fallen. But you better not question who he is. Because if you do, you just might be considered one of those extremist potential terrorists. Well, it's about time you start acting patriotic, America, because patriot means to uphold dying laws. And I don't care what he says or any other criminal in government has to say. I'm for good government, and again, I'm not asking for them and their permission to obey what hundreds of thousands of men in the natural fought, bled, and died to give me. And what were they doing? They were fighting, bleeding, and dying, magnifying the Constitution and its enumerated laws against people such as themselves. Oh, Bradley, that's pretty extreme. No, Bradley, I just can't believe you're saying that. No, it's about time someone said it, right? It's extreme, friends, to call the law-abiding citizen in America to be labeled potential terrorist for doing the right thing. And keep in mind, this is the administration, along with the last four and five administrations, that have advocated and sanctioned the murder of the innocent in the womb to the equivalent of 3,700 to 4,000 babies a day. That's pretty extreme. It's pretty extreme when you have a radical lesbian appointed by Barack Hussein Obama, none other than Alina Kagan, who's known for queerifying Harvard College, who's never judged a case a day in her life. But now all of a sudden she magically appears, and now they're going to weigh in balance two men getting married and two women getting married. That's pretty extreme, friends, especially due to the fact it's never been in the history of mankind. Going on, 72 types of Americans. Those that take action to fight against the exploitation of the environment and or animals. These environmentalist friends, I'm telling you what, you are dealing with communism. You are dealing with some sick-minded human beings. Number 10 is, now listen carefully, 72 types of Americans that Barack Hussein Obama and his government considers extremist potential terrorists. Anybody that's anti-gay. Hey, folks, God condemns homosexuality. And it was William Blackstone that rightly said, anything contrary to God's moral law is null and void. It cannot be enacted. Why all of a sudden all these things that were illegal in this country, now why all of a sudden through change that was promised as we go forward, by the way, which is a communist slogan that they're using, why all of a sudden is everything that used to be illegal, where it was an agreement with the God of heaven in Jesus Christ, which he fulfilled that law, why all of a sudden now is it becoming illegal? Because you have some evil men behind the scenes and in front of your face. Anybody that's anti-gay, that agrees with God, is considered to be an extremist or a potential terrorist. Anybody that's anti-immigrants, we're all immigrants. But there is a difference between coming into America lawfully and unlawfully. If they want to come in here illegally, we don't want them. We're going to regurgitate them out. Right? 72 types of Americans it considers extremist potential terrorists. This is Barack Hussein Obama's government, his criminal administration. Anybody that's anti-Muslim. Folks, did you hear what I said? You're considered an extremist or a potential terrorist if you are anti-Muslim. Huh. Number 13, the Patriot Movement. In other words, if you agree with our founding documents, we have the longest standing constitution in modern history, friends. Why would we want that to go away? Oh, and do keep in mind, friends, this is all anti-constitution. Now, it could be just me, but I do recognize the fact that the President of the United States puts his hand on the Bible and he swears to God and man that he will uphold the Constitution. Well, folks, his list exposes him for who he really is. 72 types of American it considers, or Americans it considers, extremist potential terrorists. I hope this is answering a lot of questions as to what's going on in your country, too, by the way. Number 14, opposition to equal rights for gays and lesbians. Wow, isn't that crazy? So what does that mean? Again, it's very telling. Who's being undercovered? I'm sorry, who's being uncovered here? The gays and the lesbians. They mean to rule the roost. Just find out, friends, who you can't speak out against. Therein lies the individual or the group of individuals that mean to rule over you. We're going to come back. Boy, there's 72 types of Americans. And friends, don't forget, we're going to come back and I'm going to show you how they taught the Germans in church to sing a little louder when they heard the Jews and the dissidents and the gypsies crying out for help to sing a little louder.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, folks. This is Matt Barber with Liberty Council Action, encouraging you to listen to Sons of Liberty. These guys are true warriors fighting to take America back. Listen to Sons of Liberty.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Dory, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit criticalhealthnews.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join our Critical Health News team. Go to criticalhealthnews.com. That's criticalhealthnews.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. We're talking about a list. Obama government lists 72 types of Americans it considers extremists or potential terrorists. Hey, folks, did you hear about this just recently? The GOP, the best you have, America, for those that don't know the difference, you're being lied to. Because there's no difference between the left, as you're taught to believe in, and the right. I did a little bit of a background check on the Republican Party and the Democratic Party. I found out that the Republican Party was much more extreme in their crimes concerning our Constitution. See, they do it under the guise of being the righteous. But there's, you know, no wonder Satan himself transformed his ministers into the angels of light. Of course. It's exactly what any dictator is going to do. He's going to play the good guy so he can win the approbation of the people so he can rule over them. But did you know that the GOP, friends, listen to this. Just a couple days ago, we found that the GOP was divided. They were divided as if they should let illegal immigrants into the United States military. The GOP. Wow. What? It really gotten that bad? Oh, it's been that bad for a long time. America just hasn't been paying attention. You know, if they were so good, where's the articles of impeachment brought forth to impeach Barack Hussein Obama and to indict him in his criminal administration? Where are they at? Oh, man, we got this guy, the other guy. Really? How's that working out for you, friends? You know, I've often shared the past, friends, about Daryl Issa. And our friend out from the Carolinas over there, Trey Gowdy, man, they've been investigating and threatening Fast and Furious for how many years now? And, well, no justice. Read Isaiah 59, friends. And, you know, if they're not investigating Fast and Furious, now they're calling them out for Benghazi and the IRS targeting of conservatives. And, man, we hear about all these really cool things that they say, but nothing's done. And America settles for the fact that nothing's done. Apparently, the American people have forgotten that countries are destroyed for the lack of impeachments. Yeah. Obama government lists 72 types of Americans it considers extremists and potential terrorists. Wow. I thought we were attacked by radical Muslim jihadists on 2011.
Oh,
man, why are they
that.
Trying to upend our Constitution? Why are they putting up Homeland Security? Oh, my goodness. This is like Adolf Hitler all over again.
Yeah, Homeland Security, Fatherland Security.
Exactly.
It took
Adolf Hitler 6 years to upend his Constitution, and then he at length destroyed not only millions of his own people, and then millions, oh, by the way, 6 million of his own within political opposition. He had to take them out of the way. And then he convinced the professed churches in that country to give up their kids to do the killing for him. And that's exactly what he did before he could kill the gypsies and the Jews and the dissidents. Wow, that's pretty crazy, brother. That will never happen here in America. Really? Wow. We got Kara.
Kara.
What? You know what? Kara from Michigan. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. I always get your name messed up when you call. Do forgive me.
Oh, no problem.
Okay, what do you got?
All that you do with Sons of Liberty, talking about the administration here, right?
Yes.
And I talked to Stephanie earlier. There is a program called JADE. I want to spell this out for people so they can search it and look it up. It's called the JADE, like the stone, JADE. Okay, HELM. H-E-L-M as in Mary, HELM. Now, JADE is basically something that stands for Joint Assistant for Deployment and Execution. And HELM stands for Homeland Eradication of Local Militants. Now, I have family members that are in the Army that I knew about this several months ago. And I've talked to a number of other military people because Congress will tell you, oh, no, that's for overseas, for foreign. But
yep.
No, it's being done here in the States. Well, JADE HELM 15 stands for the logo. It actually started in 1961 by the Office of Public Affairs, Bureau of Public Affairs, Department of State Publications, 7277, Disarmament Series 5. They reestablished it by the Air Force Research Laboratory in 2001. It's a planned United States military training exercise scheduled to take place over multiple states in the United States this summer, July 15th through September 15th. It will involve U.S. Army Special Operations Command, SOC, with other U.S. Armed Forces units in a multi-state exercise, Texas, Arizona, New Mexico, Utah, Colorado, all over the country. Now, and this is different than the one that was in previous training exercises as to the size and the scope of it. And some parts of the operational details have been disclosed. Even CNN, lo and behold, did cover a little bit about it, the Army Green Berets.
Yep.
Navy SEALs involved, Air Force, Lieutenant Colonel Mark Listoria. He had an information session for residents in Texas. And Louis Gohmert from Texas, I've talked to his office, and he has spoken out. He's done speeches trying to do what he can to stop it. Good luck with that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there's a whole bunch to it, but it's basically, like I said, I've talked with military people, including people in my own family, that said they've been training for this because they are gearing up to squash down the people, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we have economic chaos coming and a lot of things.
Well, this just goes along. A lot of times when I'm doing radio, I don't exactly know the direction I'm taking something. I'm talking about foretelling, but I know when it's coming out, it's right. But right. Sometimes my heart's ahead of the game, and then my head follows with it. And that's exactly what's happening here, because I've been saying since September 11th that, folks, it's not a foreign enemy that's under attack. It's you that's under attack.
That's right.
And you need to wake up to the fact that it's been you that's been under attack. And this has been planned for a long time. Well, they just had to wait for the right crisis to take place.
That's right. And the thing is, the Department of Homeland Security, and you have exposed the guy, Eli Bayeri, the Muslim extremist, Islamist, there was a new memo, because remember when Janet Napolitano a few years ago put out who the threats were to the nation?
Mm-hmm.
Returning vets and constitutionalists and Ron Paul supporters, blah, blah, blah.
Yep.
Or if you have 7 days of food in your house. But they reissued that DHS memo all over the country. They just reissued that a couple of months ago.
Yep, I've seen that.
Yeah. So anyway, be people, keep your head up, read your Bible. We are in end times. You see what's going on. Did you see the latest on Pope Francis?
Yeah, I've seen this. It's just crazy. But I got to stay topic here, my friend. I really do. And for the sake of time, again, thank you for calling.
Thank you, Kara.
We appreciate it.
God bless you. I appreciate everything that you guys do.
Thank you, ma'am. You know, it's interesting. It's not... Our representatives are trying to stop these people, and I believe that there is some and are some that are attempting to stop this, but who approved it?
Right.
Because it's not the American people that approved it, friends. Does that not prove the point that they are acting outside of the authority, in the scope of authority that's been given to them and delegated to them by the people? We didn't give them authority to violate the law anywhere, nowhere. But again, to the 315 million people that tolerate this, this is why we are where we're at today. So I just wanted to, I wanted to add that to the conversation with
Kara.
Yeah, Kara. And I thought about it, and I just thought, you know, it's interesting that, you know, we do have good people in government trying to stop it. But again, who approved it?
Yeah, exactly. And then I'm thinking along the lines of, too, you know, our military. I remember, you know, for Hitler, when everything came down and there was justice being brought forth, the excuse of his military, you know, leaders was the fact that we were just doing what we were told. We were just following orders.
And the state.
So when comes the point where our U.S. military soldiers, because they take an oath to, you know, defend against all enemies, both foreign and domestic, where comes the point where they realize that, listen, what they're having me do is not
right? That's
where do I stop and say, no? Because I just said to you, Obama is not the military, and the military is not Obama. The regular people in America do not think the way these radicals think. So when comes the point where the regular people say, no, we will not do that.
Well, that's right. And see,
we're not just going to follow orders.
Okay. And again, I'm speaking to those that are in limbo with that thought that you just brought forth, okay? You promised to uphold the Constitution of the United States of America. If the president himself gives an unconstitutional, listen to me carefully, friends. If the President of the United States of America gives you an unconstitutional mandate in any sense of the word, you are to uphold the Constitution of the United States even against him who swore an oath to be faithful to that Constitution. He now becomes the lawbreaker. You now become the law enforcer.
That's right.
There's no excuse. Going back to 1945, May of 1945, the Nuremberg trials, the first thing that the prosecutor said when he brought all of those war criminals to trial, he said, "The laws of God and the laws of man have been violated." 6 million people dead before they wanted to deal with it.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system.
Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.